Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Texas Methodist Health Services grants exemptions after Liberty Counsel sends a demand letter. That's what we're going to be talking about, that and more on today's Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mead, Vice President of Media with Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Roger Ganim. Well, Roger, within 5 hours, I think it was, of Liberty Counsel's demand letter, Methodist Health System caved and allowed our four employees, as well as many others, get their religious exemption for the COVID shot mandates.
Yes, Methodist Health System based in Dallas is an example of a large employer that is throwing up every obstacle it could think of to prevent its employees from receiving a religious exemption or religious accommodation for employees who object to taking one of the COVID shots. These employees are entitled to this accommodation under federal law. Liberty Counsel pointed out in its demand letter, it's unlawful for employers like Methodist Health System to ask invasive questions or to essentially put the employees' religious beliefs on trial as an obstacle or as a condition to granting a religious exemption. And after we sent our demand letter and explained the law to Methodist Health System, like you said, within hours, we started hearing from the employees we represent that their exemptions were being granted.
Yeah, it seems like these demand letters, as well as the press releases combined, seem to get the attention. And this is a great example. Within hours, they said, okay, well, we will reconsider and give you your religious exemption. And of course, our plaintiffs have religious beliefs, and these COVID shots are associated either in the testing or the production or the sale with aborted fetal cells. And they don't agree with that. They don't want those in their bodies. And so they have every right to file and submit a religious exemption form, and which they did in a timely fashion. They followed all the rules, but yet they were originally denied until Liberty Counsel sent that demand letter, sent out the press release, and lo and behold, they changed.
Yeah, every employer with more than 15 employees in the United States is required under federal statute, we call it Title VII, to accommodate the sincerely held religious beliefs of its employees. And that would include exempting employees from a shot mandate like this if they can be accommodated. And what we've been able to show over and over again throughout the United States is that there is no barrier, there's no obstacle to even a hospital system allowing its employees who object to one of these shots, allowing them to continue to work in their same positions while taking the same extra safety precautions that hospitals have been taking for almost 2 years. So these employees who have been hailed as heroes, and rightly so, many of them volunteering to work COVID wings or COVID units or volunteering to work extra hours, they don't deserve to be put out in the cold without a job, without an income, simply because they object to one of these shots. And it's interesting that this battlefield is developing within the healthcare industry. If the COVID shots were so clearly beneficial, then why do so many in the healthcare field not want to take them? Mm-hmm. And why are so many even willing to give up their jobs not to violate their consciences and take one of these shots? Now, as you've pointed out on this program before, and it's up to each individual person and their conscience to decide whether or not to take one of these shots. But when a mandate comes from an employer like this, and the employer just simply disregards or worse, you know, cynically challenges the religious beliefs of its employees, that's something that we have to look at. And as a ministry, as a legal ministry, we have to help these employees overcome this. And we're thankful that in several cases, we've been able to secure mm-hmm. these exemptions for employees.
Yeah, like Riverside Healthcare, that was another victory that we represented six healthcare workers, rather, and who had gotten a generic email that said that accommodating these employees who deal with patients one-on-one would be an, quote, undue hardship, unquote. And so when they filed their religious exemption, on that same day, all of a sudden, Riverside sent denials to these employees, and then they updated or modified their exemption policy, which clearly disqualified any religious exemption requests from patient-facing employees. That was interesting.
Yes, this is an example where the employer very brazenly said, you know what, we're just not going to give you an accommodation. We're not going to give you an exemption because if you work with patients, we just can't accommodate you. And that kind of across-the-board arbitrary decision is not lawful under Title VII, which requires the employer to look at each employee's request and then decide in good faith if that employee can be accommodated. And in this case, we were able to show affidavits that we collected in some related litigation against shot mandates, affidavits we collected from all over the country showing that employees actually can continue in their patient care positions by taking extra precautions. And after receiving that information, Riverside Healthcare very quickly started informing its employees that they were reevaluating their exemption policy. So we count that as a win, and we are still waiting for responses and for action from other hospital systems where we've sent similar demand letters.
Right. We've got Southern Illinois Healthcare. Also, we've sent a demand letter, and it's interesting, you know, Illinois law dictates that employees have the fundamental right to determine what medical care to accept and refuse. So here you've got a state law that's very clear, actually a very good law in Illinois, so you think that they would kind of listen to that law.
Yeah, that's a great point, because we mainly talk about federal law under Title VII, but Illinois has a somewhat unique statute among the states that prohibits any entity, public or private, from taking adverse action against an employee for refusing to receive medical treatment or medicine or a medical procedure that employee has a sincerely held belief against, whether it's religious or simply a matter of conscience. And that's why workers, healthcare workers in Illinois have additional rights under state law that aren't available in every state. Another example of that is, it's not a case that Liberty Counsel handled, but in Gainesville, Florida, where the city of Gainesville required all of its employees to receive one of the COVID shots. That was challenged under Florida's right of privacy under the Florida Constitution. And the court accepted the argument that that right of privacy in Florida is even greater than in what it's provided in the federal Constitution. And therefore, the city of Gainesville had to justify its mandatory shot policy at the highest legal standard, and the city of Gainesville was not up to the task. And so that policy is currently enjoined. So many employees have special rights under state law that are unique to the employee state. And so these are the types of things that Liberty Counsel has been looking at, and where we can send a demand letter or file a lawsuit to help, you know, the largest number of employees, that's what we've been doing.
You know, that was interesting, that Gainesville case. Even that judge said, you know, you don't have any justification for what you're doing, so these employees should not be under this mandate. You know, Lehigh Valley Health Network in Pennsylvania is another one that we have sent a demand letter waiting on response for them.
Yeah, many of the people that Liberty Counsel has talked to are medical students. And so they have one foot in the academic realm and the other foot in the healthcare arena where they're trying to become employed. And some of them are getting sort of caught in the middle of either an employer's shot mandate or a university's shot mandate. And in the case of the Lehigh Valley Health Network, the student who we were able to help there, you know, this student was almost done, just needed a few more requirements satisfied to graduate. But because she objected to the COVID vaccine, it appeared that she was going to be left out and have to essentially forfeit years of hard work. Thankfully, because we were able to intervene, that student was able to finish her clinical requirements and finish her program and then be able to be employed. But this is another example of how this battle is playing out in the healthcare field, which again is ironic that that if there was so much clarity or consensus, you wouldn't expect that healthcare workers would have these objections. But that may be one of the fields where we are seeing the largest, you know, proportion of employees that are objecting to one of these mandatory shots.
Absolutely, because they realize, you know, the aborted fetal cells are used in all of the COVID injections in one way or another, but they're also seeing patients come in the hospital that have had adverse reactions from these COVID shots. So it doesn't take a whole lot to figure out, you know, I don't think I want to put that in my body.
Right, that's right. And you know, one thing we all have to do is have the humility to admit what we don't know and what we're not seeing on the part of a lot of public health officials, and certainly in the case of these healthcare employers, is they're not willing to admit what they don't know and that they can't prove that it actually is necessary for an employee to be vaccinated.
Right. So we appreciate your prayerful support as we continue in these battles against these COVID shot mandates. Please stay informed at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can sign up for our emails, our Liberty Alerts, and thank you again for your support. That's Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.